Hellman on GlyphCentral.com.
And here they are, stunt double in the building. What's happening, guys?
What it is, fam? You good?
What did she do for the fame?
She did a lot of things.
Huh? You don't want to... Let me get that that mic was on there so that you can tell me in crystal clear quality what did she do for the fame? Hey?
You know, hey, she was doing all crazy nasty things, you know what I'm saying?
I'm playing.
It's good to see that you guys made it into January, because I know that December for South African artists and performers is just like, I mean, it's like a blur, because it's just thing to thing to thing.
Mm.
Was it crazy? I mean, what was the craziest day of December? How many gigs was it? How much traveling was it?
You know,
how many ultra cities did you stop at?
Oh, you know, like, we obviously came off the high level tour.
Yes.
Towards the end of November. And then straight into December, what we did is we had a few gigs, not too many gigs, you know, because obviously, like you said, for artists, you know, this at this point of stage, January is always a blur of a time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But for us, what we thought was that, you know what, let us enter the new year with like a whole bunch of new work, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like we spent a lot of time in the studio as well. We obviously did, like
Talking
I said, a few
a
shows.
Project.
Yeah. So we have a new project coming out very soon.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. It's called the mixtape. It's called No Analogy. And yeah, that's what we're doing most of the time in December.
So now you guys met at school in 2011.
Yes.
Yeah. What was your first impression of each other? Because you know, first impressions, they say a lot, but it's always like, I've yet to meet someone who said that the first impression they got of someone was exactly who that person was. Like, we form ideas. So what was your first impressions of each other versus what you actually turned out to be?
Naturally, we're both competitive, so... We met through
FIFA.
FIFA.
We're playing FIFA.
Playing a tournament on FIFA, you know, and we're still sussing each other out, obviously, because we had both been the king of FIFA on your side, and I met him, he's the king of FIFA on his side, you know. So it was a healthy competition, you know, competitiveness now. And, you know, from there, we just ended up speaking. He won the first tournament, and from there, I was like, yo, actually, you know, let me get to know this guy, you know. And we spoke about our interests and our hobbies, and actually coming to find out a lot of the things were similar, like we had the same interests. And from there, it just,
It is what it is.
And then it was sort of an instant connection between the two of you.
You know?
What came first, the MC skills or the dance skills? I mean, how do you... It's one thing to play FIFA. It's another thing to figure out that both of you are talented in those two specific disciplines.
I think it was more of dancing, you know, because obviously, you know, we always hear music, you know, before you make music itself.
Yeah.
So, we just used to dance a lot, you know, especially we used to go out together with a bunch of friends, everything. So we'd obviously always be the center of attention, you could say. And then you know, we'd be dancing it out, and then eventually we're just like, yo bro, you know, I like making music, and he's like, yeah, me too, you know. And then obviously started it, funny enough, started in the bedroom, but don't think the wrong things.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? It started with a little shock speaker. What we did, we just played a beat, and then we just started like freestyling on top of it, you know.
Dope.
And then ever since then, as they say, you know, the rest is history.
What a bromance over a shock speaker.
A shock speaker.
Yeah, who would have thought a shock speaker,
you know,
would be how it all starts?
Yeah.
But it's one thing to go from that in 2011 to now touring with the likes of like a Delez, who's a sort of hip-hop rock star in SA.
Yeah, definitely.
And to feature with some of the people that you featured with. So that's quite an impressive amount of work to do in the space of sort of 6 or 7 years. So what does that journey look like? I mean, it can't have been easy. I don't think
definitely
you just tweet
not.
Him and then he's like, yo, let's hang. It doesn't work like that.
No ways, no. It comes with a whole lot of hard work. Like, from the likes of people we've been sharing the company with and everything, you know, it comes with a lot of being told to keep working, you know. It's not just one day you wake up and you're on a song with the Les, you know. We went through a whole lot of songs, about 100 songs, until we got our opportunity to, you know, be on the same platform and record as the likes of Les, and being in the same room, you know, as Keenan and El Tito, you know.
Gemini,
so you know, it comes with a lot of patience, which we've learned also, you know. The road is very long. We're still in the very beginning of it all, you know, so it is a lot to consume that we've done so much already, but
I still think we're on the come up in essence, because
I mean
definitely. It's not like we're established names yet, you know. We're still on the road, so in essence it's been part of the building years of the foundation of Stunt Double, who we are, etc. And that's it.
What do you think is the differential? What is it that makes... What is it that there isn't at the moment that you guys are?
I think it's our sound and the things that we do as well. Like, to be honest, when I look at a lot of performances, obviously speaking on a fan sort of basis. When I watch performances, whenever I used to go out as a younger kid, I'd always watch what my idols are doing. You know, what I realized is that what we've brought to the table now is that not a lot of rappers are actually dancing too much. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we bring the both of best. I mean, the both of
best, you know,
the best, yeah, of both worlds. You know what I'm saying? So we incorporate the dancing as well as the rapping in into every performance that we have. You know, and then obviously, particularly speaking, our sound is obviously what makes us very different to everybody else. Because I think a lot of people just jump on the same train, just make that bubblegum music, and then phase out as quick as they phase into the game. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So with the music that we have, you can't even really like generalize it.
Yeah, because can't give it a title.
There's no genre that you'd actually put it in because it's a whole bunch of collages. And you know what I'm saying? Sounds. Mixed into one. Yeah. So, yeah.
So dope. Hanging out with the Stunt Double. More with them other side of this.
This is CliffCentral.com.
So between the two of you, who gets more girls?
Honestly speaking, it's the both of us. There is no one who gets more.
Really?
If one comes, the other comes. That's why we Stunt Double. It has to be two.
Double the dosage. You know what I'm saying?
So
I'm winning, he winning too.
Okay. So that rules out that either of you are like in hardcore relationships at the moment, right?
Definitely.
Oh, you're not?
Nope.
Neither? No. Okay. No. Cool. No.
Yeah, just messing around with twins, you know?
Mess around with twins,
you know?
No. The focus is in the studio. The focus is in the studio.
No, I'm kidding.
guys, tell me about the plans for the year ahead. Because, you know, everyone starts a year, like, you can feel it in the air, like, this, you know, they're going to go hard. And then you check in with them in June, and it's like, I'm still going, but I'm not as buzzed as I was in Jan.
True.
But what is the plan of action? Because I know that you've put a lot of thought into the 12 months that lie ahead of us.
Yeah, no, definitely. The plan ahead for us is, obviously, we just released a mixtape last year. December, 1st of December that was.
Girls Guide.
So what we're trying to do next
Take one.
Now what we're going to do is we're going to try and shoot videos. We've actually been working on treatments and everything. So everything is sorted. We're just going to be shooting videos. After that, we've got another mixtape on the way, which is one that we spoke about, No Analogy.
Yeah.
And then from there, you know,
and a whole lot of shows.
Yeah,
a whole
lot of shows, of course. Yeah. You know?
What is your like recording vibe? Do you do it at 1 o'clock in the morning? Is there like, do you have like rituals as a duo now that like you have to wear, I don't know, a blue sock if you're gonna record a great song? Like, is there any weird stuff that you do, even if it's like pre-show stuff?
I think for me, before we record, I always wear a chain.
Okay.
that's been my thing. I think. It's kind of, it gives me this expensive feeling, you know?
Ego.
So yeah, it allows me to get into my character.
So much of this is also alter ego, right?
Yeah, it is.
So
we smoke a whole lot of hub also when we record. Yeah. Like, it's just one of those things that we do. We always have to have a hub in our recording session.
So it's like a vibe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What does your rider look like now? And what do you want it to look like?
Right now, generally speaking, our rider is one bottle of vodka.
Okay.
You know, and hopefully it can get to the stage where...
What would be the
it's
best?
Preferably what we enjoy drinking, you know, which it would be Hennessy and maybe like two champagnes, you know,
baby.
Like for the women, you know. And Jägermeisters, nice shooters, you know. That's how we would like our rider to look like.
Well, that's a good way to see if you are achieving your goals or not.
Yes, definitely.
Listen, guys, it's been very, very cool having you in. How do people find you all over social media all day?
On Twitter, y'all can find us at @stunt_double, but replace the E with a 3.
Yeah, and on Instagram, you can find us at @official_stunt_double_.
Okay, and you don't mind people in your DMs?
No worries. No.
Okay.
Jump right in.
The ladies.
Jump right in. All right, Stunt Double, guys, thanks so much for hanging out.
Thank you for having us so much.
So much.
This is CliffCentral.com.